Welcome back, everyone. It's your host, Price Wright. I am the lead pastor at New City Church Loma Vista, and this is the New City Church Loma Vista podcast. We have special episodes each week that give you an overview of what our service was all about. We dig into it a little bit. If you didn't make it to service, that's okay. If you live somewhere else across the world, that's all right. This is awesome time for you to dig into what we were digging into in our services today. And our topic for today was, we were created for this. We want to look at, what did God create us for? How is God such a powerful creator? What is his character, and how did he make us and shape us and form us in his image? And what did he give us to do that can help us in our everyday life to achieve our purpose and our passion that he's called us to? I pray that you are encouraged and inspired today as we share this rich word. Thank you once again for tuning in. I hope you're blessed. I hope you're encouraged and inspired. Let's dig into it. So let's turn to Genesis chapter 2. If you have your Bibles, awesome. If you're driving, don't worry about it. I'm going to read it for you. It says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation." It's amazing that our creator is so powerful that he took the earth and suspended it in the air with nothing hanging on to it. If I take a ball and I drop it from the sky, if I have it in my hand and I drop it, it's going to fall. But God has suspended this humongous planet in the air with nothing clinging to it. Our God is so incredible that he put the earth just far enough away from the sun that it doesn't burn up, and not too far that it doesn't freeze. The specifications of the earth and its location it's just excellent. It's awesome. And you know that it had to be finely tuned by an intelligent designer. We thank God for his creation. I look at the water and the oceans and how God has placed the divider line to keep the water from taking over the land. I remember going to San Francisco, driving down into the San Francisco Bay, into the area, and looking over into this massive, large ocean. I remember getting on the boat in the ocean and driving and seeing the ocean as far as my eyes could see. And we saw whales jumping out of the water. It was incredible. It reminded me of God's powerful creation, his artistic ability. When I went to the mountains and I saw the incredible sights of the mountains, I knew that there's no way that any human could make these massive, incredibly huge places. God did it. His mighty hand, his powerful design, his incredible creation. He did it. Our hands, our eyes, our feet, the synapses of our brain that fire off, the unique character in our DNA that God has given us. It's all incredible. When we look at God and his creation, we understand that God has given purpose within his creation. Here's what's interesting. It's vital to our purpose and call that we know the character of our creator. I just told you a few things that God has created with his amazing artistic ability, but we need to know the character of our creator to know what he's created us for. See, God has created you for something special, but if you don't know his character, then it's hard for you to wrap your mind around why he would create you a certain way. And it's hard for you to intentionally act on the things he created you for if you don't know the character of your creator. So how can you know the character of your creator? You have to dig in the word. And when you dig into the word of God, you begin to see people like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You begin to see Joseph. You begin to see these different amazing characters. You see the Son of God, Jesus himself, and all the apostles. And when you see these people, they are put there for a specific reason, to remind us and let us know that God is real, that he's done incredible things, and that he shared a word that will last beyond heaven and earth. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will last. And so we thank God for his word. There's a key Bible theme that we see in the scriptures. And that key Bible theme is this, that God is a sending God. Yes, God is ascending God. In Genesis chapter 12, Abraham talks about him, and it says this: "The Lord had said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And all the families on the earth will be blessed through you." God sent Abraham to do a specific mission and a specific purpose. But Abraham, he understood and knew the character of God. He had grown in relationship to God. God sends people for mission. And when you're listening to God, you can follow the path that God has for you. He'll set you out and direct you and give you, or he'll order your steps if you're in his word. See, God sends people on mission for other people. Remember I said the key Bible theme is that God is a sending God. When God sends people, he sends them on mission for other people. And so we're looking at three different points of this topic of a family on mission and what we're created for, we're created for to be sent to do God's will. There's three specific points I want to bring up: family or mission, family and mission, and family on mission. When God sends you, you have to know the perspective of these three, because if not, you'll find yourself outside of your family doing things you shouldn't be doing. See, family or mission, it means you're stopping and you're doing one or the other. You have to choose between. It crushes you when you have family or mission. A lot of families have ended because there's a family or a mission. Or there's a family and a mission, meaning we add good things to an already busy calendar as God is sending us out to do things. We're sending, we're going, we're adding a bunch of stuff to a calendar that's overloaded already. We're not being wise in the way we handle the mission that God has called us to. But when we're a family on mission, that's the right way. That's the way that God has called us to. And that means we make subtle shifts to include others into what we're already doing. And to do that looks like what we did this weekend at New City Church Loma Vista. We included our city into the things that we were already doing. Our church had been giving to God from the surplus and the blessings that we had in our closets, in our home, furniture, things like that. And many people were blessed this weekend, but it wasn't a heavy labor. It was we came to serve God and share with the things that we had been building up. We were a family on mission together, and God is calling us to do that with our families, to make the subtle shifts to include others into what we're already doing. That's how God sends us. It's intentional. If we see from God's character, our great creator who's given us purpose and passion, from his character we see that he loves order. So God is going to order things right, and God wants your family to be on mission together. Thank God for his word. When God sends you on mission, he shows you what to do. John chapter 5, verse 17, it says this: my Father is always working, and so am I. This is Jesus speaking. He says, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he is doing. We must do only what God shows us to do. And you can only do that when you are in right relationship with the Lord God. When you're in right relationship, you learn his character. You understand that he loves you. And when you know that he loves you, you follow his purposes, his plans, his path for you. And I'll tell you, when you have right relationship with God and things are moving and you're connected with the Father, the book of John says that God, he'll come, he'll make his residence with you. If you love him and you keep his commands, he will make his residence with you. His spirit will thrive and drive with you, and you will grow in the spirit of truth and in power, in the powerful relationship you have with God. But I need you to understand this. When you have that relationship, the enemy is going to attack you in three specific ways. So you have to be prepared that he distracts you, he discourages, and he divides. That happens whether it's a family, whether it's a church, whether it's leaders, whatever. The enemy wants to come in and distract you, discourage you, and divide you, because then you cannot stand and do the work of God effectively when you have those three things happening. And here's how God tells us to stay focused and united. There's a few ways. It's three. Keep your relationship with God a priority. Keep your relationships with church friends a priority. And keep a prayer journal of what God is showing you. It's very important. I do those things in my life to ensure that I keep my mind focused on the things of God, that I write and get things out of my head that are there in my head that I need to share on paper, and then share with a friend and confess some things to a brother or sister. And that's where church friends come in. And then making sure my relationship with God is a priority so I never find myself outside of his will. When my relationship with God is a priority, I wake up in the morning and make it the first thing I do after I brush my teeth and take care of my hygiene. I make sure that I'm on my knees thanking God for another day and having my time of devotion. Do you do that? Your relationship with God must matter. If your relationship with God doesn't matter, then the mission that God is calling you to won't matter. And remember, the Creator has created you for this specific purpose. He wants to send you. And if he's not sending you, if you're not allowing him to send you, you're going to find yourself outside of his will in a place that you don't want to be. So stay connected to God. I love the word of God, but what's even more important than just knowing that he's called you and that he's ordained you and orchestrated your life to help you go the right way on the right path is knowing that he sent his son because he loves you. All of this is because he loves you. All of us have sinned and fallen short. And the word says that the wages of sin is death. So because we've sinned, the wages for that, to pay for that sin, is death. Here's the interesting fact. While we were yet in our sin, because some of us have come to Christ and we believed in him, and some of us are still out there, while we were yet in sin, if you're still in sin, Christ died for you. Some of us can't forgive our enemies for still in a sucker. But Jesus says that while we were yet in sin, a stench to God, Christ died for us. And here's the most incredible part. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. It's a free gift. And though we have messed up, God has offered the free gift to cleanse us and wash us and make us clean by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus, the King who will return. And Romans 8 says this great part. I want to read it for you. Once you've accepted the Lord Jesus and believed in him and confessed with your mouth and understood your position in life, he says, for I'm convinced that neither life, the death nor life, nor angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height, nor death, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We were created for mission. We were created with passionate purpose and power. God wants us to go forward. He's sending us to do great works, to reach out and help our neighbor, to help those that are lost, to help those that are suffering and hurting, to help those that are in high positions but don't have a direction in their life with their path and their purpose that God has created them for. Make sure you take the opportunity to share with somebody that's in your circle the good news of Jesus Christ wisely. If you don't know how, pray for wisdom and for boldness to share the truth of God and be wise in the way that you share the truth of God. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the podcast. It's your host, Price Wright. I'm the lead pastor at New City Church, Loma Vista, and we thank you for tuning in. I hope and pray that something that was said is a blessing to you and that the Holy Spirit inspires you to live a passionate and purpose-filled life following what God has created us to do. Each and every day, He sends us to go into the world to make disciples, to share love, and to share truth with those we come in contact with. But He wants us to be wise in how we do that. I pray that you got something great from the message today. If you want to listen to full-length sermons from Sunday services, you can go to newcitychurch.com. If you want to give or donate, we really challenge you to do that and be generous in your giving. You can do that at newcitychurch.com, or you can stop by and see us if you're in the local area, if you're visiting, or if you live here in Kansas City at 8622 Blue Ridge Boulevard. Once again, we love you, we thank you, and appreciate you for listening to this podcast. Hope to see you again next week. Have a wonderful, blessed, and incredible day.